Today on Trending 55, we are speaking with Central Peace Notley MLA Todd Lowen. And first off, Todd, always great to have you on. Thanks for the time.
Yes, no problem. Happy to be here. And of course, it's always good to have a sense of chat and I guess let constituents know what we're doing to benefit them. And I know there's lots of work going on in the legislature, so happy to chat about it.
Oh, yeah, and what a busy week it's certainly been. Full force in the legislature, lots of bills being passed, and including your appointment to a board. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, well, the Firearms Advisory Committee, we just set that up today and announced that today, and we're looking forward to hearing from Albertans how they want to see us go forward in defending the property rights and the rights of the legal and law-abiding firearms owners in Alberta. And I think that's going to be our focus, is to see what we can do to defend those rights.
Now, the problem with that, Todd, is that a lot of these firearm laws are under federal jurisdiction. So in terms of provincial laws, we already know that the Liberal government decided to ban over 1,500 types of firearms, and which in one stroke of a pen basically turned a lot of law-abiding citizens into now illegal gun owners. Is there anything, at least, I think it may be early on, but is there anything the province can do on this end?
Yeah, I mean, we have to look at all options, and we have to fight back. I mean, we can't just fly down and take this. We got to fight as hard as we can. Of course, we plan on appointing our own chief firearms officer. I mean, that's one small step forward there, we believe. And we have, you know, we got to look at all the options, and we think there's some other opportunities. We know that taking legal firearms from legal firearm owners makes no sense at all when it comes to trying to solve crime or create any kind of safety. It's absolutely ludicrous to think that this is going to help anything. So we, like you say, we just got to keep fighting. We got to work with the federal government as much as we can, and we hope that the people of Alberta will continue to put pressure on the federal government too.
And no doubt about it, I can imagine that the Central Peace Notley inbox must have been lit up with a lot of emails and phone messages saying, what's going on with this? So I'm imagining that this is something that's a very sensitive issue to a lot of constituents, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we do have a lot of firearms owners in the constituency here. And, you know, with the amount of agricultural land we have in rural areas and everything, you know, lots of people have firearms. And I think people just want to be treated with respect by government. And this isn't very respectful. And, you know, of course, the federal government, they want to say, well, we're buying these guns back. But when you're forced to sell something against your will, that's not really, you know, a buying situation. In fact, if it wasn't in government, they'd probably call it extortion. And so it's just not right. We have to put up a fight. And I think there's other provinces willing to join us on this fight, too.
Yeah, and I know the Justice Minister and Solicitor General had mentioned as much as well. But one thing that's interesting, and that even talking to the Minister Schweitzer about this once upon a time, is that one real area of concern is the fact that a lot of these guns that are used to commit these horrific crimes are actually smuggled in illegally. Do you think it'd probably be more in the federal government's best interest to, you know, increase border security and maybe do more checks?
Absolutely. I mean, of course, we're against criminals and we're against crimes, and we want to have a safer society. But this gun grab will not create any more safety or you know, stop any more any crimes. All it does is what it does is it takes away from the opportunity of the law enforcement people to be chasing criminals. Now they're going to be chasing people trying to collect guns from people and do this gun buyback process instead of actually solving the real problem of crime.
All right, and also as we say as well is that at least in terms of what the federal government has done is that I understand that there could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars on this buyback program, and I think a lot of people have expressed that, you know what, given the fact that we're coming out of a pandemic here and that obviously every government across the country is going to see more red ink than they expected, no fault of their own. In saying that, though, do you think that there's probably better uses for, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of federal money than to buy it from someone who's got no criminal record?
Yes, absolutely. That is a definite waste of money. And just like ourselves, I mean, we just announced today that we would like to work on getting the labs in Alberta, be able to process the information that comes in from gun crimes, in Alberta. Right now, some of it goes to federal labs, and it takes up to 8 months sometimes to get that information back. And of course, that doesn't help prosecute criminals, the people that use guns to commit crimes. And so that's money well spent when it comes to solving the serious situation of crime in Alberta. And so if the federal government wanted to do something productive, they could chip in some money and see if they could help out with these crime labs, and that would actually solve gun crimes.
All right, and I guess a little bit of a plug for you is your work as MLA is that a couple of things. Number one, I really, because I haven't talked to you since then, can you recall the day that you played beekeeper on the road?
yes, I did. Yeah, I do remember that, of course. But that was an interesting situation. Now, I got a call from a fellow beekeeper that had been called by a 911 operator about these bees in this person's car who had just stopped at Tim Hortons in Valley View and had a swarm of bees move in through his sunroof while he was outside of his car. So, but yeah, no, I was happy to help out there. I'm a bit of a hobbyist with bees and everything, so definitely not an expert, but I know how to remove bees in a situation like that, and I was able to get the bees out of the car and save as many as I could. But yeah, it was fun and interesting, and it was a good experience.
Now, that is one way that an MLA is actually, you could see tangible proof of an MLA serving a constituent or even of a visitor to the riding. But also as well, in terms of things you've been involved with, this is not your first big appointment in being part of an advisory committee. Is you were also part last year of Premier Kenney's trip to Ottawa and took part in that as well. So definitely, you've definitely been at the seat of the table for a lot of these important discussions. You got to be proud of that.
Yeah, for sure, and I'm honored to do these things. And it's great to be involved with things that I'm passionate about. And of course, I got a lot of passion when it comes to firearms and hunting and being in the outdoors and that sort of thing. So that's like I say, it's my honor to serve and serve the people, the constituency, and serve the people of Alberta, and serve at the will of the Premier.